So Tracy Morgan in with you, Dr. Brian White from the Butler School District on the phone with me. And what are your decisions now as you're moving into the next few days?
Well, unfortunately, the data for our county, for our zip codes, and just even the local impact to our staff and the number of staff that are currently excluded from school because of COVID-19 just continues to climb to a level that we can't operate in a normal way. Based off the data and consultation with a lot of folks around the county, including the medical community, we are going to move our elementary schools to remote instruction starting next week. Our secondary schools already are in remote instruction. They'll continue to do that. Decided to make our decision today because we want to start making sure we pass out materials to our students tomorrow at the elementary level to try to make remote instruction as successful as we possibly can. We know this is not ideal for most of our students to be in remote instruction, but again, we're going to try to do the best we can with it and start passing out materials tomorrow to our students.
So again, we'll reiterate that school for the younger kids will be open tomorrow, and then you'll start this remote learning on Monday.
That is correct.
Do you have a timeline for that? Are you looking to do this throughout the holidays? Will you do this for a couple of weeks? Will you be back in January? What's your thought on that?
Well, we've committed to assessing this on a week-by-week basis. One of the things we asked last spring of the state was to have local control, and our school board passed a resolution asking for that. With that comes local responsibility. One of the things we wanted to do is be able to look at data on a local level in a very timely manner. If the data and our staffing allows us to come back, we will come back. So we'll assess this at the end of each week like we have since the beginning of the school year. And so I'll provide the parents an update next Friday.
Is there any help, assistance? I know that your focus is education. It always has been. We've talked about that many times. Any assistance for parents at this point or advice for them? Because that it upends your schedule.
Yeah, it is. It's an absolutely disrupting thing to people's personal lives, particularly with our younger students and students that have needs that require more attention. So all I can really do is express my gratitude for the efforts the parents do, express my apologies for the disruption we're causing to their lives, and hopefully this is a short-term event, not like what we experienced last spring.
All right. Dr. Brian White, thanks again for the update. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you.